The Bible says, and David lamented with this lamentation over Saul and over Jonathan, his son. Also, he bade them teach the children of Judah the use of the bow. Behold, it is written in the book of Jasher. Now, some people get hung up on this mention of the book of Jasher. And they say, oh man, we're missing a book of Jasher. Now, anytime the Bible mentions a book like this, you know what somebody's going to do, of course? What's the devil going to do? What are his minions going to do? They're going to go out and write some fraudulent book and then claim, oh, we found this. It's the book of Jasher. So there are all kinds of counterfeits out there. The book of Enoch, the gospel according to Bartholomew, the epistle to the Laodiceans, all these different books that are supposedly found and surfacing thousands of years later. They shed a whole new light, a whole new doctrine on everything. But they're lies. They're a fraud. Everything we have is right here, folks. This is it. 66 books, it's done. Genesis to Revelation, everything else is a fraud. You say, well, how do you know? Well, have you ever tried to read some of these books? It's pretty easy to tell the diamond from the cubic zirconium. But you say, well, what is this book of Jasher? My opinion is that it's probably not even a book that was inspired by God. It's probably just a history book. And he's just mentioning, hey, you can also read about this in the book of Jasher. Because the people at that time, that was a book that they were familiar with. He's not saying, go read it in the God-inspired book written by the prophet Jasher. He's just saying, go read it in the book of Jasher. It's probably just a book. There are all kinds of books in this world that are not the Bible. And some of them could record events that are also recorded in the Bible. And so God's just mentioning, hey, it's also in the book of Jasher. But let's say for a moment that this book was inspired by God. And say there was a book of Jasher and it was inspired by God. Well, then I guarantee you that we have those scriptures and those teachings somewhere else. Like, for example, in 2 Samuel chapter 1. Because he says, hey, this is also written in the book of Jasher. Well, we're reading it right here. So what do we need the book of Jasher for? And you say, well, the book of Jasher could have had other great preaching in it. Yeah, but it's found somewhere else. Just like, for example, Enoch's prophecy, where he preaches about the Lord coming with 10,000s of his saints, that's not something that was preserved. That's not scripture that the Israelites and the children of Judah walked around with, you know, Enoch scripture. But when did we get that put in scripture? When Jude wrote it in scripture. So we do have it somewhere. So everything that God has spoken that we need is right here in the Bible. It's all here. None of it's been lost. And if Paul wrote other epistles and people wrote other books, all that material is found somewhere in the New Testament. There are certain books in the New Testament that are even redundant with one another. They repeat some of the same material, for example, in the four Gospels. So God just didn't preserve every epistle and every book because of the fact that some of them would be too redundant. Because for the last several thousand years, the same things have been preached over and over again in every generation. And if every prophet of the Old Testament, you know, Oded the prophet and Iddo the seer, and all these guys, if all their stuff was written down and it was all put in the Bible, then the Bible would be a much longer book, but it would just contain the same things over and over again because the same word is being preached in every generation. I mean, think about it. Here we are in 2017. The stuff that I preach has been preached in the 1900s, the 1800s, the 1700s, the 1600s, the 1500s, the 1400s. I mean, all this stuff has been preached in every generation for the last 2,000 years. It was the same way in the Old Testament. Except that holy men of God were speaking as they were moved by the Holy Ghost, so it wasn't always written down. It was a verbal, oral word that was being preached by prophets. And so to write it all down would be to just have the same thing over and over and over and over and over again. So that's why the book of Jasher is not preserved. Therefore, if it's not preserved, we don't need it. Because God preserved the Bible for us. He promised that his word will be preserved unto all generations. And he said, man did not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Therefore, if the book of Enoch is missing until the 1800s, that tells me it's a fraud and a forgery. That's what that tells me. Because why did it have to be unearthed in the 1800s. If that was really scripture, we would have been reading it all along.
And,
you know, if the early church and the early Christians would have believed that was scripture, they would have copied it and copied it and copied it, and we'd have it today.
Yep.
Amazing how we have copies of everything else, thousands and thousands of them, in fact. But no Book of Enoch until the, you know, I believe it was in the 1800s. And forgive me if I get the exact dates wrong, but I believe it was in the 1800s. It was discovered in the Ethiopian language, Amharic. You know, that biblical language of Ethiopia. And then in the 20th century, a Hebrew version of it was found in, I believe, 1948 or thereabouts. So, you know, that's not God's word. Don't get sucked in by this stuff. These are end times delusions that are being sent so that people will believe a lie and they'll be sucked in by the Antichrist and so forth.